Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. A bigger, 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 louder shout of victory. Father, we thank you for this moment. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. I will honor you. Oh, I adore you. So long as I live, with the strength I have, with all that I have, I will praise you, Lord. Lord, praise you, Lord. I will worship you. Worship you with all the strength we have. We will praise you. We will honor you. We will adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. We worship you. We honor you, we praise you, we adore you, we glorify you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here today to the testimonies and thanksgiving service of the month of October. And the service confirmed his name by the drastic testimonies we have heard and we will still hear. If the only thing we did today is to praise, celebrate, honor God, that will be adequate. But by way of charge unto praise, praise for excellence, part two. We are understanding the connection between praise and excellence. I heard some time ago from God's servant Bishop David Abioye that praise is the power to be raised. The P there represents power. When you remove that power, it is raised. P raise. Power to be raised. Nobody who knows how to praise God can be grounded on the floor. Praise makes stars out of people. Two examples. One, Job. I realized that Job was an instrumentalist. He had a harp. He had an organ. According to Job chapter 30 verse 31, this harp and this organ were instruments that he used. Unfortunately, he dropped them when temptation came. When you are confronted, it's not when to drop your praise. When you are confronted, it's when to multiply your praise. Because Paul and Silas were in prison. They were beaten black and blue. The easiest thing for Paul and Silas to do at that time was to complain, was to murmur against God. But Paul and Silas prayed in the prison. And they sang praise inside that prison. Suddenly, an earthquake occurred that gave them liberty. There is somebody here today, in the course of this praise, every prison where the devil has kept you before today, you are coming out of it. In the course of our praise today, anyone whose life and destiny has been grounded to the floor, you are rising from the floor and rising to the top. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. And as long as Job praised the Lord and remained in praise, there was nobody bigger than him in the whole land of the East. He was a merchant, a trader, a mechanized or an animal husbandman that had camels and had axes and several things. Everything exploded and he stood out by the power of praise and worship. Second example is the obvious one, King David. David did not just praise God. David was praise and worship personified. In Psalm 122 verse 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 119 verse 164, he told us how many times in a day he will praise the Lord. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. What was the outcome of David? The palace was his outcome. 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 18 to verse 21, the palace was his outcome. By virtue of praise, by virtue of worship, he became the number one musical star, music star. In all of the land of Israel, the palace was his place. Anytime the devil wants to keep you on the floor, he closes your mouth in praise. Anytime the devil wants to keep your destiny on the floor, he keeps your mouth closed in praise. Real praise worshippers, they don't have contemporaries. Who was the contemporary of David? Nobody. You may preach like I preach, but if you don't praise like I praise, you may not see the raise that I have. All round. Am I communicating? And it has nothing to do with ability to sing. It has all to do with the heart of reverence. Somebody say amen. No devil can keep you down. I said no devil can keep you down.
I said, no devil can keep you down. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer.
That was David. His worship, his praise made him an effortless star. What is the power of praise to raise people, to make people to excel? Number one is the release of potentials. We looked at that in the first service. Your gifts and your potentials come out by your praise. Number two is the release. Yes, the release of human potentials. Number two is the release of divine inspiration and ideas. Celebration is the highway of inspiration. Appreciation is the doorway to discretion. Praise is a mentality ventilator. There are things that quickens in your mind with a joyful and praiseful heart. Mentality ventilator. If your mind appears choked, release praise. That is how you ventilate mentality. I don't know what to do. Call me a minstrel. And as the minstrel played in 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, all of a sudden the mentality became ventilated. Thus saith the Lord, came. We are stranded. What is the next step to take? As they fasted and they worshipped. In Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2, suddenly the Holy Ghost said, when you are in touch with the voice of God, you eventually become a voice to your generation. Inspiration flows by celebration. Am I communicating? That is what makes people stars. People are not experts because of any other thing, but because they know something others don't know, and they do what others don't do. So there is divine inspiration that usher you into manifestation and then steps you into the world of celebration. That happens. Hallelujah. Somebody is about to receive an idea today, an inspiration today, that will make you an effortless star in your world, effortless star in your generation. If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. How do you worship to arrive at this level? Two keys. Worship must be done. It's the same keys I gave in the first service. Must be spiritual. They that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It must be very spiritual. Very spiritual. Very spiritual means very reverential. Very spiritual means heartfelt. From the heart. And then worship must be sincere. There are people who are very insincere. God has never done anything for me. Is that true? If God has never done anything for you, are you alive today? He hasn't done anything for you. Very, very sincere. I'm thankful, Lord, for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful, Lord, for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, I'm thankful for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you. I say thank you, Lord. I'm thankful for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do you know that? Where you are now is where somebody is praying to be. Your life as it is somebody's expectation. You know God spared you from many things. You lived recklessly, yet you are not HIV positive. That's before you became a Christian. You lived recklessly. There are those who had only one attempt. The first time they had an illegal, immoral relationship was that first time. I'm talking of what I know. They became positive, HIV positive, hepatitis positive, everything positive. Even when you didn't know him, he spared you. You say, but I'm HIV positive. Okay, there are HIV positive people who are in the grave. You should have been in the grave by now. It doesn't matter where you are. There is something to celebrate. Something to thank God for. Stop looking at what is not working. And start looking at what is working. Stop looking at what God is yet to do. And start looking at what God has already done for you. Am I speaking to somebody here? Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. Louder shout of praise. Remain standing. There are some of your age mates who are confined in the village. They are just confined there. You look at some of them, they look like traditional rulers. I mean, or look like the oldest man in the village. They are your age mates. Growing up in my life, I ignored many things the devil was trying to use to draw my attention. Family problem, issue, I ignored all of them and faced God squarely. I behaved to the devil as if he didn't exist. I didn't want him to get my attention. Just looking straight. Lord, I place you in front of me. Satan, I am not impressed. And the devil advised himself after a while that this is not one whose attention can be gotten. That is, he's trying to make you slow down on your prayer life. Try to make you slow down on preaching. Try to make you question what you believe. And you said, I doubt you and I believe my belief. Am I communicating? So, anything you focus on multiplies. Look at the magnifying glass. Whatever you focus on multiplies. Focus on what God is doing in your life, it will multiply. Focus on what the devil is doing, it will also multiply. It's a matter of choice. There are some people who are in prison now not because they did anything. Here you are. Who may have done something that should have taken you to prison? And God spared you. You smoked Indian hemp. You smoked everything. Your head is normal. I know of age mates of mine who have been mad for over 30 something years. For almost 40 years, right from secondary school, because of Indian hemp, hasn't recovered. At the age of 50 something, not talking of marriage, you can only marry if your head is normal.
You are talking of no husband. There are people who are not even, husband doesn't cross their mind, or even wife. Because they are not sane enough or coordinated enough to talk of being established. Congratulations to you. That amen is not a good one. I said congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. For as long as this God is on the throne, your story is changing. Will you like to dance and let the devil? They used to say, devil, nto. Will you like to dance and let the, and tell the devil, look at you. You want me to be sad, I can't be sad. You want me to be depressed, I can't be depressed. Devil, I can't believe you over God. I believe God and doubt you. It is God I believe, not you. You can't make me believe you, Satan. You can't make me believe you. You can't make me believe that you are more powerful than God. You can't make me believe that you will succeed against God in my life. I believe God and I doubt you, Satan. And I want you to celebrate like somebody who just got newly married. Celebrate like somebody whose wife just delivered a new child. Celebrate God like somebody who is about to dedicate an aircraft. Who is about to dedicate a house in estate. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I like you to practically let loose. Choir, feel free to let loose. Your assignment is choiring. Choiring is not only singing. Celebration dancing. Counselors, feel free to let loose. Children, feel free to let loose. Everyone, feel free to let loose. And celebrate God for the next 7 to 8. Give him a shout of praise first. Hey. Somebody add another shout to it. Give the Lord a joyful shout. While the celebration is on, if you have a testimony that is pending, feel free to go and share it. Encounters will happen. Chains will break. Yokes will break. Go ahead, celebrate. Let's go. Woo!
It's not by my strength and my Lord that I'm here today.
Say,
you are the reason why I live.
You are.
You are the reason why I live.
Truth of many, many. To so many, I am alive and well. I have no cause to be afraid. Think I hear. You can never be taken away. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Go ahead, celebrate, people.
When I don't. everything.
There is deliverance. There is holiness. The sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. This for you is a change of story. A shift of story. A shift in destiny. The God who destroyed that cancer. The God who destroyed that kidney disease and kidney infection. The God who destroyed the agenda of the devil in the lives of those people is destroying something of the devil in your life now. Mahashanana. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's financial story is changing. Somebody's marital story is changing. Somebody's destiny is changing. Somebody's financial resources exploding. A devil, a spirit husband, spirit wife is living right now. A serpent spirit is living. A demonic altar is being set on fire. A demonic altar is being set on fire. Lift up your hands, everybody. Go on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice.
your hands. Those who doubt you, who doubt that you are worshiping God and serving God, what God is about to do in your life will clear their doubt. Those who doubt the power of the church in Nigeria, what God is about to do in this nation will clear their doubt. Lift your hands. There is something God is about to do in your life that people will see and say, only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. Lift your hands. The angel of the Lord is here because he knew you will come with a present to give you. A present that will change your story. And between now and the next time you will celebrate your birthday, God Almighty would have changed your life completely, giving you expectations far beyond what people deemed possible. Lift your hands high. At the count of three, you place your hands on yourself and scream, I receive. And it will be dropping into your hands. Father, let it drop.
Holy, your name is holy, holy Lord, for your name is holy, your name is holy, your name is holy, Lord.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy. Holy Lord.
Lift your hands high. Father, let it drop. Let that package drop. Let that gift drop. Let that grace. Let the healing drop. Let the deliverance drop. Let the breakthrough drop. Let the key drop. Let the fire drop. Let the impartation drop. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. And then place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Father, let it drop. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Receive. Receive.
glory of the Lord is flowing everywhere. The power of God is flowing everywhere. I see glory. I see the crowd of glory right from the glory gate. Something is flowing. That's right. Liperite si kalina maya da 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 da. Liperite si terite si da. Liperite si kalaya da da da. Something is happening. Something is happening. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. I see the glory of the Lord everywhere here. That's right. Right from that glory gate. Si palite pite sida. Li perite si peritas. Si perite sita. Is swallowing up your shame. Swallowing up your reproach. Swallowing up your affliction. Swallowing up your pain. Swallowing up your disgrace. That's right. There is glory right through that glory gate. Jadegalaya da haza. Liberate sida. Liberate sida. Liberate sida. Sheda laya da.
With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Something just happened now. Something just happened. Give him the shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence with a loud shout of victory. I will take 5 people with either healings or divine encounters very quickly. You had a healing or a divine encounter. Get it done very quickly. Very, very quickly. The rest of us, stretch your 2 hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands and your harvest. What is yours shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In Jesus' name, amen. Pick up your offerings for the sake of time. For your name is holy. Your name is holy, holy Lord. And your name is offerings. Multiply the harvest of every giver, Lord. Hands lifted, Lord, never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Pastor. Oh.
calling on Sister Victoria. Sister Victoria and Brother Emmanuel, please quickly step out for your testimony. Sister Victoria, Brother Emmanuel, quickly step out for your testimony.
For your name is
yes, our brother is not a member of this church, but he had an encounter with the senior pastor. He said the senior pastor appeared in the dream of the night, using his face, appeared in the dream of the night.
And the senior pastor using his face?
God using the senior pastor's face.
Okay.
Appeared. Yes. So by that encounter, sir, you asked him, what is your problem? And he told you that I need help. That was financial help. And immediately you responded by telling him that check your alert. When he checked the alert in that dream, he saw an alert of 9 digits. And he said, thereafter, he had an alert, but it was 6 digits. And he has come all the way to say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, you are in town here. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. The Lord give you further encounters and further change of story. Power of the Holy Ghost. Whenever God gives you such a miracle, it is a test to know what you will do. When he gave God Isaac, He tested Abraham with Isaac. When he gave Abraham Isaac, he tested him. When Abraham passed the test, became the father of nations. Don't fail the test. Right? Faithful in covenant practices. You are not a member of this church from what I heard, so I can't tell you more than that. But be faithful. Give the Lord the praise. Yes, go ahead.
Sister Victoria had accident some time ago,
yes,
which resulted to her use of crutches.
Yes.
And 2 months ago, sir, you prayed for her and she dropped the crutches.
Yes.
And she said she has come to testify on the efficacy of God's power on this altar.
I remember her very well. You can walk without crutches now. Your leg is complete like your right leg. I prayed for her twice on crutches.
Yes.
And the second time was like 2 months ago. Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands. Sister Victoria. Power of the Holy Ghost. Permanent healing. Yes. Have you dropped your offerings? I'm the only one who has not dropped. Go ahead.
Sister Elizabeth, as we scream, I received. She saw herself in a dirty, filthy garment, which was being replaced with golden clothes. And she felt her deliverance has come because her life has been tattered with labor without reward.
Lift up your hands. God is changing somebody's garment here. Every garment of suffering, garment of reproach, garment of disfavor, rejection, power of the Holy Ghost. That garment is set on fire. And a brand new garment of acceptance is released upon you.
Sister Tina, also at the scream of I received, she saw herself and her siblings, 8 in number, coming out from the stream. And that stream looked like the stream in her village. All of them came out one after the other. At the same time, she said their lives have been characterized by hard work and nothing to show for it. And
congratulations. Somebody here, God is not only setting you free, but the whole of your family is coming out. Can I hear a louder amen? The whole of your family is coming out. Power! I declare them out now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Sister Linda said in the month of July she had a miscarriage. And ever since that, the enemy equally afflicted her with some pain at the lower abdomen. So while the service was going on, you were exhorting us to say that we shouldn't focus on the negative things the enemy was doing, but we should focus on our heart on the positive things that God was doing. So she said that word entered into her, and she redirected her focus to the positive things God was doing. While the heated praise was going on, she suddenly discovered that the pain was gone. She was healed, and she no longer has that pain.
And now go and bring forth. Go and bring forth. Double for trouble. Jesus' name.
Our sister Goodness said last night in the dream of the night, a personality came and collected 200,000 naira from her.
In the dream?
Yes, sir. She strove with that personality and collected the money. But right in this service, while you said we should place our hands on our head and scream, I receive, God opened her eyes and she saw herself decorated in a wedding gown and gifts were being given to her.
What the enemy has stolen, they are found. It doesn't matter what men say. The word of God is true. What the enemy has stolen,
they are found. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Whatever is yours today, I declare them released. Those of you still in the front, your testimonies are permanent. We'll take them at the end of the service. Everyone here today, you say to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be genuinely saved. To be a real Christian. Stand up on your feet. Quickly rush to the front and let us receive you at the count of 7-1. Quickly. Don't be the last to come, be the first. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a genuine Christian. I want to stop lying or stealing or cheating or duping. I want the bondage of alcohol broken. Immoral bondage, I want it broken. I want marijuana broken. I want to live right and live for God and live clean. Quickly step forward here. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
I'm a new creation.
That's right.
I'm a brand new man.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away. I'm born again.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. That's who I am.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Everybody see.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a
brand new man. Things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. Keep on coming, keep on coming, keep on coming. Again, every movement should be stopped. Those are the exit, the ushers. Just do your job. Ensure that nobody is moving. Take your seat where you are. Excellent. God bless you. Be seated everywhere. God bless you, all of you who are here out today to surrender your lives to Jesus. We appreciate what God has done. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Help me to live for you and help me to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today as I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God be released upon you. You will never fail. You will never falter. God help you to do his will. In Jesus' precious name, amen.